Mortal, it's time to go. It's normal that you wouldn't remember how you got here. You're in Terminus, a space between life and death. Very few remember the moment of their passing, and fewer still have the strength to speak of it. You, little mortal, are one of the lucky many who do not remember. It is not important, besides. One life is over, and another must begin. Come. What comes after is not my domain, and something you would likely not care to hear. Instead, I'll simply tell you there is nothing to fear. Now, will you please follow me? Yes, the Grim Reaper is a woman, as you can see. It's something some people do find surprising. And my size and my body are things you'd best not dwell on. There's surely some cosmic reason as to why I'm 8 feet tall and have, as I've been told, childbearing hips. But I never thought to ask. It's never mattered. And it's a confusing thing to contemplate. I wear a cloak for the more unpleasant perverts who come my way, and usually drag them through rather than guide them. Oh, I know everything about everyone. Which means that, yes, I'm fully aware that you're a pervert as well. You're just not an unpleasant one. The sort who can't go a day without touching himself. Not the sort who yells at women on the street. You have distinct urges that are tempered by empathy. It's why you were so adorably soft in how you asked about my body. Implying so that I may explain if I wished, rather than asking directly. Curious, not demanding. Though you may be direct with me. Oh, I see much of life. Not all of it, but enough of everyone to judge their character. You did well. You should be proud of the life you led. I suppose I am a little softer than one would imagine for the embodiment of death. Grief is love enduring, little one. And I have seen more grief, more love, more empathy than a human being can imagine. I know what people want from their death. They want peace and comfort. If I can give that, I will. We're here. I'm aware it doesn't look all that different anywhere else. This place is a void. It contains nothing. Endless nothing. But this is the exit. Past this, there's the next step of your journey. I see things differently. This place is my realm. I'm its only denizen. The only person meant to be here. Where you may see endless stretches of gray and mist, I may see meadows or verdant forests. I will be fine, little mortal. You needn't concern yourself with me. The afterlife is mysterious by design, little one. I can tease you with vague details, but not reveal the great mystery until you see it with your own eyes. And no, we will not be seeing each other again. You can't stay. Terminus is... it's an in-between place. It's a crack in a sliver of infinity between life and what comes after it. If you stay here, it will change you. One day, you will be neither living nor dead. You will be like me. I do not need the company. I am happy in what I am and what I do. I didn't say I'd dislike your company, but an eternity with only each other to talk to? You're asking a lot, little one. Go. It's what's best for you. The meadows and forests are beautiful, yes. Verdant and endless, containing infinite wonders. There's no end to my realm, nor is there an end to the wonders it contains, once one has adapted to it. You would never be bored, but you would be without that which comes after. Which I still cannot tell you about, yes. It's a part of my job. I can't give you the details of the afterworld. Billions of humans. I have met billions, and this is not the first time I've had this conversation. You'll leave. Eventually. Usually not long from now. When you realize how flawed of an idea this is. The fact that you are truly amazingly stubborn will not stop that. What could you see in this place, even knowing what you know, that would make you want to remain? Ah. There's the pervert. Very well. I suppose if I'm to do my job, I should get this out of your system. Well, I'm ready for you, little mortal. The Reaper stands before you, a monolith of naked gray sensuality. You may have me, if you can reach anything important. Your head barely reaches my breast. Go on. Do what comes naturally. Not put off? A brave soul you are. Keep it up, and I might just be... ah. Oh. Your cock is... pressing into my thigh. Millions of years, and that is actually new. Thigh humping the embodiment of death. That is a universal first, my dear. Though I don't dislike it. Carry on. I did see your preoccupation with tall women. Not uncommon, especially in this age. But I think I'd struggle to find someone matching your enthusiasm. The way you thrust your hips up and down, The way your head dribbles pre-ejaculate down my skin. And even how you bury your head in my chest, nuzzling back and forth. It's quite flattering. You're not the first to have been with me. Many get curious. And I do enjoy physical contact. But you're providing me quite a pleasant sensation. It's lovely. It's like I can feel how immersed you are in my form. I almost feel as if I'm being worshipped or adored. Is there something I could do to make it better? Stroke your hair. Oh. Yes. I can see. That's quite lovely. The feeling of your scalp beneath my nails. Of your hair around my fingers. Yes. I enjoy that sensation almost as much as you do, I think. You're making such cute noises. The little moans and breaths. Every hint of air that passes your lips seems to be short and sharp. You're lucky you're already dead. If you weren't, you'd be struggling for air in there amongst my cleavage. What is the draw to this, I wonder? Do you see me as maternal? A strong, tall, powerful figure who can look after you? I can, if that's your thought. You're a spirit. You don't take much looking after. Just being kept happy. I don't think you'll get bored of this anytime soon. Getting close, are we? I can feel the underside of your cock pulsing. And your head is dribbling even more of your wetness. By all means, come up my leg, sweetie. You needn't worry about making a mess with me. Go ahead. Come for me. Come for Lady Death. There we go. Good mortal. Did you get it out of your system? No more Lady Death cravings? You spurted up my leg. You've done something very few people have. There'll be plenty of bragging rights on the other side. You still want to stay? Well, only one thing for it. Give me some space, little one. If I'm going to break your interest in me, I've got to go all the way. Go on. I know that cock of yours is still quite hard at the sight of me. My ass isn't going to fuck itself. What with the size difference, I imagine it's the best hole for you. Don't be shy. You won't need to lube up. You'll slip right in. And you quite literally don't have it in you to hurt me. Still quite eager. That's all right. I'm sure you'll fuck yourself out of it sooner or... No. I still felt that. Well, little man, get to fucking. Prone boning death herself. I believe that fulfills a few more of your more fanciful power fantasies. Doesn't it, sweetie? You're really quite going at it. I know. You're not really held back by your mortal shell anymore. But my word, you've quite the energy about you. Quite the willingness to show me a good time. What can I say? A human form pumping away while my chest squishes into the ether. I do see why you mortals enjoy this practice so much. What's the point in all the interlocking parts of all the juices and wetness if you don't get good use out of them? And feeling your cock sliding in and out of my asshole. Well, it's a unique experience. You're not even the same as anyone else that's been back there. Such a unique shape. Such a new pace and feeling. And the sounds you make. Utterly delightful. Please, human. Do come inside when you're close. If and when you move on, I'll quite enjoy holding a cute little load of yours in my guts. Oh, you sped up with that. Do you like the idea of sullying death herself? Painting my insides white. I bet you do, sweet thing. Go on. I'll squeeze you tight. That's it. Let my asshole milk you dry. Good. Good little mortal. Fall down on me. Yes. Lie on my back. Stay inside. I assure you, it's quite comfortable. If you're going to stay, which I assume you still insist on, then you'll have to get comfy. So take your time. And lie with me. On me. You're still tiny. So you'll have plenty of room to find a soft part of me. No, I don't mind you staying. And you can entertain yourself with my body until you adapt and find the beauty in my world. Or until you take my advice and move on. Me? I'm content with my own company. Though I will more than enjoy yours. The decision, dear, is yours. And you've plenty of time to make it.